This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 855-212-4227. I know you're ready for the Pro Hoop playoffs. They start tomorrow. Hockey's underway. The Stanley Cup. PharrellOnTheBench.com is sure ready. Last night I hit 10 of 13 plays. The best playoff picks nightly are at PharrellOnTheBench.com, NHL, NBA, baseball, boxing, MMA. What do we got, Mav? You got a big UFC card tomorrow.
Yeah, UFC 236.
There you go. Very
hot town.
Is that where it is, Atlanta?
That it is.
Sign up today, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Episode 198 of Pharrell on the Bench tomorrow. My sports betting podcast on WestwoodOnePodcast.com, iTunes, and Google Play. Subscribe and follow on Twitter. At On the Bets, WWO. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, boat, RV insurance? They got that, too. Just go to geico.com. I'm watching Lomachenko right now, dominating his fight against this no-name he's fighting. Well, how embarrassing is that fight that they threw together on a Friday night? Honestly. On Top Rank. I'm watching it on ESPN Plus. It's terrible. So, Mafia, the NHL, surprisingly, the Knights were up 3-0 on the Sharks in the first period in San Jose. And by the time the period was over, it was 3-3. And the Sharks tied them up. Can you even believe that? I mean, they were down 3-0 on Eakin, Miller, and Pacioretty goals. And then Couture, Carlson, and Thornton scored. And that was it. Tied up.
A boy Jumbo, after we were just talking about him last night, yeah, I see the tip in now on the replay. That is a long, old-looking beard, man.
Right.
He's looking like Rumpelstiltskin, jeez.
He is Rumpelstiltskin.
I can't believe they tied that up. I mean, so many of these games so far, between the Lightning the other night, this game, like, these teams had these leads, and they just blow them. I mean, it's bad enough to blow a 3-0 lead in the rest of the game. But to blow a 3-0 lead in the first period alone, six goals, does anybody want to stop the puck?
The Blues and Jets are tied at threes. The Blues had the lead 3-2, but the Jets tied it. They've got goals from Liney, Shifley, and Blake Wheeler. Maroon 5 with a goal. Sundqvist, 2 goals for the Blues. And then the Blue Jackets stunned the Lightning. I bent over on that one. I cannot believe, Mafia, that they went from blowing a 3-0 lead in game one and losing 4-3, and then to get beat 5-1 on their home ice by Columbus tonight, I think is just terrible performance by the Lightning. Terrible. I mean, I cannot believe that they got beat 5-1. I'll tell you, it was a 1-2-2 trap they used in the neutral zone. They couldn't even get the puck into the Columbus end of the ice the entire night. Bobrovsky made 23 saves. That was all he had to do. That was the only work he had to do. And I thought the Lightning Mafia, when I watched them, they skated around in circles. They couldn't, the Lightning couldn't go anywhere. They couldn't, they were skating fast and going nowhere. You know, they looked like a, what are the little things on the treadmill, like a gerbil on the treadmill. They were just spinning.
On the spinning wheel,
yeah. I mean, that's what the Lightning looked like. They were skating around 100 miles an hour and going nowhere.
That's pathetic. I mean, I bid it on that one, too. I put some money down on the minus goal and a half because I figured after getting shellacked like that at home, having the lead, blowing it, embarrassed, that, you know, once again, people are questioning, are you the same old Lightning that you have this great regular season and you get the playoffs and you flop, that they're going to come out and they're going to make a statement tonight. They're going to put it on the Blue Jackets. They're going to just beat them down.
That didn't happen.
And that didn't happen. They came out completely flat. That's embarrassing. It's bad enough if you do that on the road. You get a call like that. You know, they score an early goal and you just can't get it going. But you're in your home building. You have your fans behind you. You're the best team in the league. That's
pathetic. Their fans have already turned on them. They're already done.
With a performance like that, I'm not surprised. I mean, Florida fans are fair weather as it is. And then you're going to give them something like that, two games at home, where you just embarrass yourself? They shouldn't root for you.
I mean, they were booing them.
They should.
So,
you got 62 wins, and you can't get one win at home against the Blue Jackets?
They got their ass beat 5-1. Speaking of getting their ass beat, the Penguins lost to the Islanders 3-1 at the Coliseum on Long Island. Eberle scored. Bevilier, Bailey had his second. He had the overtime winner in game one. He scored again tonight. And they lead 2-0 over the Penguins heading to Pittsburgh for game three on Sunday. Mafia, the Penguins look lifeless in their games against the Islanders. I mean, they're absolutely getting schooled.
Well, the first game was very close, obviously going overtime. This one was close for a while. The Islanders kind of pulled away late, but they were in it the whole time. They got the early lead, and then they gave up the goal right away. Very un-Penguin-like. Usually it's the opposite. Usually they get scored on and then come back a minute later and take the wind out of your sails. But that happened to them tonight, and they just couldn't get it going after that. Going back home to the PPG there, we'll see if they can get it going again and win. I'm sure they'll be fine. They'll get at least one win, I think probably two at home, and then it's a series again, 2-2. You know, like you always say, it doesn't matter until you have both teams play both games at home.
When
you
get through those, I think it does matter when you honestly, they in both games, they got outworked. I don't care what you say. I don't know what you're watching, but they got outworked in both games. They got their ass beat. Both
they barely got beat the first one. It was an overtime goal, which probably should have been disallowed on another, you know, offsides.
The first time they had a lead in the whole series was tonight when their worst player scored a goal. So no one's doing anything on that team. I don't know what you're watching. They're not doing anything right at all. Crosby's got no points. I mean, do you think you're watching Ranger games or something?
No, I don't, but it takes one play for him to break out. I'm not going to worry off two games on the road.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.